Hello and welcome to the Crisis Point Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Sammons, the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. So I'm the world's worst podcast host when it comes to asking people to like and subscribe. So if you could do that, that'd be great, because I usually forget to ask people to do that until the end, or maybe sometimes I don't even remember then. So if you could like and subscribe to this podcast, I'd really appreciate it. So today we're doing something a little bit different. We've been interviewing Catholics on the Crisis Point podcast, like Scott Hahn and Janet Smith and others. But today I'm flying solo, and it's mostly because we took a little time off for Holy Week, and now it's Easter week, so I didn't want to have to drag somebody onto the show on short notice. So I'm going to go solo. We will get back to interviewing people, though, in coming weeks. What I wanted to talk about today was the COVID vaccine, which is in the news a lot, of course, and it's especially newsworthy in the Catholic world because there's a lot of discussion about whether or not it is moral to take these abortion-tainted vaccines. Abortion-tainted is kind of a term meaning that they have some connection to abortion. It doesn't mean necessarily that every one of them is developed using aborted cells from an aborted fetus or anything like that, but that they have the taint of abortion on them. And so what I've noticed is in discussions with most Catholics, what you'll hear is simply the statement that the teaching of the church is that these vaccines are okay. In fact, let me read for you from the Bishop McElroy of San Diego. When he wrote a letter to his flock, he said that the vaccines are the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are safe and effective. First of all, it's not the purpose, it's not the point of a bishop to be talking, giving medical advice whether or not they're safe. But anyway, he then said, he goes on to say, they're fully approved for use at this moment by the teachings of our church. Period. He just flatly states the teachings of our church state that they're okay to use. And then Pope Francis tweeted recently, he said, one of his people tweeted, but he says, everyone needs assistance, especially the most vulnerable. Only today can we build a more just and health world. I think he means healthy world, his translator means that. All of us are called to combat the pandemic, and vaccines are an essential tool in this fight. So there we have the Pope himself arguing for vaccines. So it seems pretty clear that many Catholics, particularly bishops, priests, the Pope himself, are arguing that there's obviously nothing wrong with using any of these COVID vaccines that are currently available, particularly the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And they back it by saying that the teaching of the church is that they are acceptable to use. However, there are a small number of Catholics who resist that narrative. Bishop Athanasius Schneider is probably the most well-known. He recently wrote an article for Crisis Magazine where he lays out his argument of why these vaccines are not, it's not morally acceptable to take these vaccines. And there's other Catholics who are arguing similar to him, but they're the distinct, very distinct minority. It's a small number of Catholics who argue that it's immoral to take these vaccines. What I wanted to talk about today, though, wasn't necessarily, I'm not even going to try to answer the question what I think if they're moral or not to take. What I want to, though, address is, the idea is it the teaching of the church that, for those who are listening and not watching this right now, I just did air quotes around teaching of the church. Is it the teaching of the church that these vaccines are morally acceptable? That's what I think we need to look at first, because I feel like the arguments for the vaccine among Catholics, it's kind of like just a hammer, a sledgehammer saying, is the teaching church okay? It's teaching church, it's okay. Like there's no debate. That's a settled issue, and it's as settled as whether or not there are three persons in the Godhead. Yet, I would argue that it's not settled, that it's the settled teaching of the church that these vaccines are morally permissible to take. I would argue that this is still something open to debate and discussion within the church. Now, What we see is the reason that people say, Catholics say, it's a teaching of the church that these are acceptable is primarily because of a few documents that were released either by the CDF, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, or the Pontifical Academy for Life. And so let's look at those statements real quick. The first is from 2005. This is from the Pontifical Academy for Life. Now, one thing to note is the Pontifical Academy for Life has no, to my knowledge, has no magisterial status. It's simply a group of people. Yes, it's appointed by the Pope, who's part of it, but it's not a magisterial, it's not a official organ of the church like the CDF, like the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Well, in 2005, the Pontifical Academy for Life, under the direction of the CDF, they say, so that's important to note, released a statement called Moral Reflections on Vaccines Prepared from Cells Derived from Aborted Human Fetuses. And in that, they're basically answering a request for comment from the, at that time, the Executive Director of the Children of God for Life, who was basically, she was basically asking, is it morally permissible to accept these vaccines? Because Catholics who were not accepting them were being told that that's not, they can't get a religious exemption for their kids for not having vaccines that are tainted by abortion. So they wanted basically Rome to rule on it. And so there's this document that they created, the Pontifical Academy for Life. And the important part of it is they go into a whole discussion of cooperation with evil. And this is an important point because this is where those who advocate that it's morally permissible to accept the vaccine, this is where, this is the crux of their argument. What is one's cooperation with evil? When you live in this fallen world, you cooperate with evil. All of us cooperate on some level with evil at different times. And so the church has delineated where our cooperation lies. Like, when are we morally culpable for that evil? And when are we just simply a bystander, so to speak, or we didn't cause it to happen, but we benefit from it unknowingly or knowingly, but we can't do anything about it. So it goes into, the document goes into these different levels of cooperation. And I'm not going to get into that with you. I'll have a link to this document in the show notes and you can read it for yourself. But what's interesting about this document is in 2005 is the language used, it definitely, while it allows that it could be morally permissible to accept a vaccine that's tainted by abortion, it really strongly urges Catholics in the other direction. Let me read for you this one paragraph. It says, therefore, doctors and fathers of families have a duty to take recourse to alternative vaccines if they exist, putting pressure on the political authorities and health systems so that other vaccines without moral problems become available. They should take recourse, if necessary, to the use of conscientious objection with regard to the use of vaccines produced by means of cell lines of aborted human fetal origin. Did you hear that? They're urging Catholics to use the use of conscientious objection to not take these vaccines. Equally, they should oppose by all means, in writing, through various associations, mass media, etc., the vaccines which do not yet have morally acceptable alternatives, creating pressure so that alternative vaccines are prepared which are not connected with the abortion of a human fetus, and requesting rigorous legal control of the pharmaceutical industry producers. So again, it's saying, yes, if there's nothing else available, like is the case today with the COVID vaccines, that are morally permissible, I should say aren't tainted by abortion, then you Catholics need to do everything we can to make that not the case anymore. You don't really hear that from our church leaders today, the idea that you should, that we should really be doing all we can to avoid these vaccines and encourage the industry to not use them. Because, of course, if all the bishops and the priests and Catholics are saying, yes, go ahead and take it, we have to take it, is that really telling the pharmaceutical industry don't make vaccines that are tainted by abortion? I mean, just a business decision, I'm not Catholic, I don't have any moral problems with abortion, and I'm running a pharmaceutical company that makes these vaccines, I have zero reason whatsoever not to use cell lines derived from aborted babies. Because it doesn't hurt the bottom line at all. Because look, even the Catholic Church, which is supposed to be the moral compass of the world, they're clearly saying, go ahead and do it. So, I mean, that seems to go against at least the thrust of what they were saying in 2005, the Pontifical Academy for Life. I want to continue here real quick. It says, as regards the diseases against which there are no alternative vaccines which are available and ethically acceptable, here's we're talking about, it was written in 2005, but this would apply now to the COVID vaccines. It is right to abstain from using these vaccines if it can be done without causing children and indirectly the population as a whole to undergo significant risk to their health. However, if the latter are exposed to considerable dangers to their health, vaccines with moral problems pertaining to them may also be used on a temporary basis. And then it goes on to explain why that's okay. So it basically does say yes, it is possible to use these vaccines in these situations, and it would be morally permissible. But note, it makes it very clear there needs to be considerable dangers to the health of the population as a whole. And when it comes to COVID, of course, most people would say that qualifies, but I think there's a lot of evidence that's not the case, that COVID isn't the grave plague that it was made out to be originally. But that's a decision for Catholics to make, individual Catholics to make, not for the church to decide. The church can't say, has no authority to say, this is a grave danger to the health of the world, this particular virus, and this one is not, or whatever. That's for Catholics, particularly lay Catholics, to determine based upon the best evidence available to them. It's not for the Pope to decide. It's not for a bishop to decide. So even here, though, we see that, yes, The Pontifical Academy of Life does say it's morally permissible to take a vaccine that's tainted by abortion under all these conditions, but it clearly is saying there's good reasons not to, and you're definitely okay not to take them, which isn't the thrust we're really getting from our church leaders right now. So then in 2008, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith came out with their own document, Dignitatis Personae. And it discusses a lot of different issues, including this issue of vaccines. And so this is from the CDF. This is a what you call a magisterial, I'm looking for the page here real quick, a magisterial statement. And so in that, it does say, it talks about whether or not it's acceptable. It says, according to this criterion, the use of biological material of illicit origin, we're talking about aborted babies here, obviously, would be ethically permissible, provided there's a clear separation between those who, on the one hand, produce, freeze, and cause the death of the embryos, and on the other, researchers involved in scientific experimentation. It also talks about that grave reasons may be morally proportionate to justify the use of such biological material. Thus, for example, danger to the health of children could permit parents to use a vaccine which was developed using cell lines of illicit origin, while keeping in mind that everyone has a duty to make known their disagreement and to ask that their healthcare system make other types of vaccines available. So again, we see, yes, the CDF did declare that it is morally permissible to take these vaccines, but it always caveats that with Catholics should do everything they can to work to not have that as the only alternative. And secondarily, the Catholics are not obligated to take these vaccines. So that was 2008. And then in 2020, so in December, just a few months ago, the CDF came out with a statement, a note on the morality of the use of some anti-COVID-19 vaccines. So here they're directly addressing the issue at hand, which is the COVID vaccines. And so in it, it talks about whether or not it's permissible. And they basically, this is a much shorter document, and it really does not get very in-depth into reasons that you might not want to take it or anything like that. It does say, though, there that the moral duty to avoid such passive material cooperation is not obligatory if there is a grave danger. Okay, that passive material cooperation, that's what talking about taking this, somebody taking a vaccine. You are cooperating, but it's passive and it's remote and all these things. So if there's a grave danger, so they're saying, again, it's morally permissible. And then they go on to say, such as the otherwise uncontainable spread of a serious pathological agent, in this case, the pandemic spread of SARS-CoV-19, the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, of course, their statement that that's a grave danger, COVID-19 is a grave danger, is, of course, that there's no authority behind that. They might be right. They could be wrong. There's nothing in the church teaching that says they have to go along, that they have any knowledge of that, of whether or not it's a true grave danger or not. So what we're seeing here is that the church has made a number of declarations, and it's clear that the official declarations of the CDF, the Pontifical Academy for Life, under the auspices of the CDF, have said that it's morally permissible in certain cases. Now, as an aside, I think it's too often we've seen that many of the church leaders are just focused on, yes, it's permissible, so go do it. Whereas the statements, especially the previous statement in 2005, is much more of, yes, it is permissible, but, and all these buts, like you don't have to take it if you don't want to, and we should be doing all we can to make it so that there are other possible vaccines that aren't abortion-tainted. So, but we see that statement. So how is it then that Archbishop Athanasius Schneider, for example, can say that the CDF is wrong, that it's not morally permissible? And here we get into the idea of what is the authority of these statements by the CDF. Is it the teaching of the church that these are morally permissible, or is it something different? And so I think I'm not going to go a super deep dive in discussion of the magisterial weight of different statements, things like that. But I do think there's a lot of confusion among Catholics about what is meant when the church says that we must give a religious assent of mind and will to the teachings of the church, to the statements of the Pope, to different things of that nature. I feel like what's happened is that we've developed a very cultish attitude within Catholicism. That what happens is that if anybody dares to go a little bit against what the Vatican is saying at that moment about any issue whatsoever, about whether or not COVID is a grave danger, about global warming, about economics, about morality, about faith, everything, that if you have the slightest pause that you give towards it, then you're not a good Catholic. And frankly, that's the attitude of a cult. That whenever you have a person who dares to go a little bit outside of what the leader or the leaders of the organization say, then you're not a good member. That's a cultish attitude. That is not a Catholic attitude. If we look at the fullness of the teaching of the history of the church, of the Catholic tradition, we see there's not this attitude of, okay, everybody just has to run lockstep to every single word said by the Pope or every single word said by the Vatican and the various organizations at the Vatican, the congregations and whatnot. And so what I would say is we need to look very carefully at the weight of these statements. So like I said, the church says that Catholics are required to give a religious assent of mind and will to magisterial teachings. What does that mean? Does that mean we need to agree with everything that comes out? Well, that's not the case because that can't be the case because at times what the church declares at one time is later overridden in another time and they're contradictory. So you can't give a religious assent of mind and will to both of them at the same time because they contradict each other. One example that's interesting is that back in the Middle Ages, the church condemned the use of the crossbow. They said it was immoral to use the crossbow. I can't remember now the reason why. I remember reading about this, but it gave an unfair advantage. I don't know what it was. Obviously, we no longer have to give a religious assent of mind and will to that teaching that the crossbow is immoral to use. We can use a crossbow without any problems to hunt or what have you, or self-defense if you're really fast to get that crossbow cocked and ready to go. So these CDF statements are not intended to be the final word on the debate. Because what happens is whenever a new moral situation arises in the life of the church, and that's what we're having here, these abortion-tainted vaccines and viruses that cause pandemics and the reaction to it and all that stuff, the church does have a role to play, a very important role to play on the morality of whether or not Catholics can or can't do certain things in response. But it's not a matter of, okay, the Vatican makes one statement. Now, that's the teaching of the church that is fixed for all time and every Catholic must always accept it forever. That's not the way it works. What's happening is the church is opening up the debate and it's saying, here's what we think after considering it. Here's our consideration. We looked at this and we think, for example, with the vaccines, that it's a remote material, it's a remote cooperation with evil, and therefore it's morally permissible. However, other Catholics have used other principles, for example, the principle of the integral good, that it would not be morally permissible to use these vaccines. And without getting into all the details, I recommend you research these topics on your own. But the idea is that there's a fundamental moral difference between, for example, I've seen this comparison made by some Catholics. It's very sloppy. Some Catholics would say that there's no difference, essentially, between taking a vaccine that was developed using a cell line that came from an aborted baby and, for example, buying something from Target who donates money to Planned Parenthood. Those are not the same moral question. Because in the one case, the first case, the vaccine exists because of abortion. If not for abortion, a dead child who was murdered, then you wouldn't have this vaccine. But at Target, what they do with their money after you buy something from them is really, it's not the same thing. It's not to say you can't boycott them because they do that to try to get them to not do that. But it's no different than, let's say, my neighbor down the street, she brings us, they have some chickens and they bring us eggs and we pay them a few dollars for the eggs. If they end up taking that money, that few dollars, and they go and they donate, let's say their family donates to Planned Parenthood, I'm not morally culpable for that. Even if I knew about it, I wouldn't be morally culpable for that. Now I could say, I don't want to get my eggs from her anymore because she's donating Planned Parenthood. That would be fine. But I commit no sin. Same thing with shopping at Target or buying Pepsi or whatever, whoever donates to Planned Parenthood. But with the vaccine, the question is much different. And I'm not saying right now that the vaccine isn't moral to take. What I'm saying, though, it's a different moral question. And so what we see here is we had the CDF weighing in, and what they weigh in on, how they weigh in is very important. That's our religious assent of mind and will. As Catholics, we don't have the luxury or the right to just say, well, who cares what they say? I'm not going to listen to them. That's not a Catholic attitude. Yet it's also not a Catholic attitude to say, the CDF has spoken, the issue is done. That's not how it works. If the Pope were to come out with a declaration, the Pope himself came with a declaration, and he made it binding on all Catholics that we must believe that this is morally permissible, then perhaps at that point then we're talking a whole different situation. But these are CDF statements, and so therefore they don't, while they are part of the magisterium, they don't have this binding effect of we have to walk in lockstep with them. We are, what the attitude should be is, okay, the CDF has spoken, I'm going to read this, I'm going to look at their arguments, I'm going to consider it, and unless I have a good reason to go against what they say, I'm going to accept it. In other words, the assumption should be with what the CDF says. The assumption shouldn't be against the CDF. And so in this case, the assumption should be, barring any other information, any other moral debate or discussion, the assumption should be, okay, the CDF is right and is morally permissible. With all these conditions the CDF lays out, that I could accept, get a vaccine that's abortion tainted. But the fact is now there are people, figures such as Bishop Anthony Schneider, who are saying, no, it's not morally permissible. And so I think, where does that lead us? Where does that lead a Catholic? Because I saw, like just today on Twitter, I saw somebody saying, I don't know what to do. I got the first shot of the vaccine because I thought it was okay, because the people, Catholics, were saying it was okay. But then I start hearing other Catholics say it's not okay, people I respect. Now I don't know what to do. Did I commit a sin? Do I need to go to confession? It's a mess, and I admit that that's a mess. I think what Catholics need to do is they need to take very seriously what the CDF says and consider it in prayer and thinking about it. But they don't, if they feel for whatever reason that they cannot participate and they cannot get one of these vaccines, then I think, first of all, we know that's morally acceptable. There's no moral obligation to get the vaccine. But even if you come to believe, as Bishop Athanasius Schneider did, that it's immoral to take them, then you are not a bad Catholic for believing that. That's the key point here. Now, what about myself? I would say, what do I think? Honestly, my answer is I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I personally have no plans to get the vaccine. I don't think I need to get it. And that's just my decision, and I'm fine with that. I do believe there's a place for a prophetic statement against abortion in which we don't do certain things that everybody else is doing just because we're trying to make it clear that anything tainted with abortion, we don't want anything to do with if we can help it. Obviously, I'm sure there are things I do that are connected to abortion in some way. Like, I'm sure there's companies I've bought products from that give to Planned Parenthood or whatever. But as far as I can help it, if I can refrain from doing that, I will. So I'm not going to get it. So even if it ends up, even if I believe that it was morally permissible to accept it, I still wouldn't get it because I think there's this role for a prophetic witness. And also, I just personally don't think that the COVID scare is such that I need to get it. Now, I will say that my instinct is with Bishop Schneider. I admit that freely. When I look at the arguments, I feel like his takes much more seriously the evil of abortion than especially the most recent statement from the CDF, the one from 2005, Pontifical Academy for Life. That one is pretty good. But I feel like there's no weight behind our statement that we should lobby and try to get these vaccines not to be abortion tainted if we all just accept them and tell everybody to get them, like so many bishops are doing right now and the Pope himself is doing. If we just say, go ahead and get the vaccine, and why would anybody think we're really against abortion? So I admit that my instinct. But at the same time, I would say that if a Catholic has gotten the vaccine, I do not think they've committed a sin, because the fact is they followed the authorities in the church. And if the authorities in the church say it's okay to do something, and it's something that's somewhat unclear, obviously if the authority of the church say, go kill your mother or something like that, then natural law alone, you know, tells you can't do that. You can't say that's not a sin not to do that. But here's a case where it's clearly not that, it's clearly not clear cut. And so because of the fact that it's not so clear cut, I think if a Catholic went along with what the CDF said, then they would not commit a sin. That's my personal opinion on this. But I really do think that the voices of people like Bishop Schneider have to be heard, and they need to be taken more seriously. And most importantly, I think this whole idea of the teaching of the church says this, and therefore the debate is over, I don't think that's a healthy way to address these new moral situations when they come upon the church. We're not anti-reason in as Catholics. We believe in vigorous debate. We believe in trying to really wrap our heads around these and wrestle with these issues and really discuss them and figure out every aspect of it. It's possible, in my opinion, it's possible CDF looked at it from one angle, this I was morally permissible, but they didn't really consider every aspect, like the principle of the integral good and things of that nature. And so I think they could be wrong in this, and it would not mean that the Catholic Church is now no longer infallible or anything like that, because I don't believe these are infallible statements of the church. Because, like I said, centuries ago, the church declared that using a crossbow is immoral. That's faith immoral. So does that mean that they were wrong or that the crossbow is still immoral? No, I don't think so. That's not how it works. Okay, I think I'm going to end there because I think we've discussed this enough right now. But like I said, I wasn't here to discuss whether or not the vaccines are morally permissible, but more how do we debate as Catholics whether or not these vaccines are morally permissible. Do we just use the hammer and shut anybody down who dares to say that maybe the CDF might be wrong on this? Or do we allow discussion and debate? And at Crisis, that's what I'm trying to do. The reason, one of the main reasons we published Bishop Schneider's article on this is because I feel like most Catholic institutions, organizations are shutting down any discussion that maybe there could be issues with these moral issues with these vaccines. And I wanted to give I believe that the contrary view, the minority view of somebody like Bishop Schneier needs to be heard, because I think we need to have a real debate about it in the church. Okay, well, that's it for now. Hopefully, on the next episode, we'll have a good interview. But I hope you enjoyed this solo ride that I had. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you later.